See, you know, there's many highways that brings you to the same place. Today we went somewhere, it was a nice day, friends of us took us somewhere, and then on the way back he told me, you can take the 405, you can take the 101, you can take this, you can take that. Many highways brings you to the same place. So I have many people that I know that the experience was very similar, mamash, similar, some were not.
Can you just take a longer route sometimes?
You can take shorter routes, longer routes, easier routes, with traffic, no traffic. That all depends. You missed it here, but you pave the route you're going to go on.
So what's the best? You can't count on the GPS. I mean, someone saw the GPS.
You know, technology can teach us a lot about serving Hashem. Even with the GPS, you point in where you are, you put in where you're going, and the GPS gives you, this route will take you 35 minutes without traffic. This route will take you this and like this. And you choose a route. And then you drive, and you don't notice, and you get lost. So the GPS is recalculating. Okay, now go from here. So I, on the way here, got lost. I missed an exit. So the GPS told me, recalculating, it took me from here. So same thing with our life. You know, the GPS, the spiritual GPS should be like, I want to get to Gan Eden, to Hashem. What's the best way? So you'll get lost here and there. If you have good connection to the GPS, if you have Wi-Fi, then the GPS will recalculate, will tell you, no, this is the wrong way, go here. The point is to have Wi-Fi, to have good connection. Yeah, or unlimited data you need. And then you have no problem. But when you connect yourself to the source, you're never going to go wrong. More than that, when you punch in the last stop, the route doesn't really matter. You choose the route. Some routes can be harder. Some routes can be easier. As long as you have a destination. If you don't have a destination, you'll never get there. You need a destination. You can get into the car, turn on the fanciest GPS. You don't punch in a destination. Yeah. Anything in life, especially in serving Hashem, if you throw a dot to the end and you're saying, that's my destination, then Hashem will already pave the path. And here and there you'll get lost, you get off the path, you go on the path. Same thing with getting up there. There's many, many paths. You need to choose the one that in this world will be the most beneficiary, if that's the right word to say it, and how the journey to your destination will be the easiest and the smoothest and the best. There's no main highway. Each one has many different highways, and you need to choose the best one for you, and the best way to do it is when you connect yourself to Hashem. If you have good connection to Hashem, Hashem will already show you the route. How you said with Aliyah, she left the lady. How do I know? You know, if you have a very good connection, you know everything. Hashem gives you all the signs. Somebody once asked me, we had a shiur about reading Tehillim. And every word that came out of those people's mouth, I was like, no, you have to say, oh, e, ah. You know how times in shul, on Shabbat, they read the Torah, everybody, the Baal Koreh says, he, whoo, everybody screams. Yeah. Why did they scream? We missed one little dot. So in this shiur, everybody told me, why are you correcting every little thing here? Mazim Shaneh, what does it matter if I say, oh, he, ooh? So I told him, remember when we were kids, the radio was like turning like this. I remember you would turn till you get to the right station. Oh, then you hear it good. So I said, this is exactly how you pronounce things. If you pronounce it the right way, you're exactly on the frequency. In Shamayim, it sounds perfect. If you don't say it the right way, you're not on the right station. In Shamayim, it sounds like a lot of noise. So the same thing with your route. If you have very good connection to Hashem, then everything is, sounds in your ear, in your eyes, everything is clear and good. If you don't have a good connection, then you're too much noise. You don't see well. And then your path starts meeting all sorts of bumps. Point is to have a good connection with Hashem. Then the path will be guided from Shamayim. Yes.
Because I feel like, okay.
I think, that's how I think, is that when you're saying me, what's your me? What's me? is your essence, your soul. The body is just a tool. The soul is the driver of the machine.
Yeah, but you're alone. The soul.
The body, it's like as if it was referring to that body is dead. You are going where you're supposed to go. The body died. That's how I kind of understood it. Your body is a vehicle. You're getting a lease, a 60-year lease. And when you bring back the body, you better bring the body in good shape because you're returning the merchandise. It's not your body. But it's your essence, your real essence. When you think with yourself, the you, the me, it's not your body, it's not your mind, it's not your brain, it's your soul. Your intellect is part of your soul. So the way how I saw it is that that body alone, the title of the body is alone, it's dead. Now you continue going. Even though the name has a very strong connection to the soul, and when you go up to Shamayim, they ask the soul the name, who were you? That's why we know that when we pray Shmona Esrei three times a day, at the end you have to say a pasuk, a verse of your name, because in Shamayim, I'm not going to say alone, you say a pasuk. In Shamayim, they don't know. There's a connection between the name and the soul. Even the Arizal says that the parents, when they name the child, they get a prophecy. They know how to name the child because the name was already given to the soul way before it came down to the body. So how I saw it is that, yeah, the vehicle broke down. You know, alone died. Now you're going up to where you have to go. But other than that, a lot of information, they didn't come with answers. They didn't give me instructions. It happened like this, happened like that.
What do you remember during that 20 minutes?
What do I remember?
Yes.
The 20 minutes in the car?
Yeah, the 20 minutes that you had missed
it. Yeah. Oh, and you missed the last 3 hours. I recorded it, put it online. If you want to see the story, go to my website. There's cards here, and there's the whole story recorded.
If you want to reach it, it's that number 917?
It's not directly to me. You'll go through somebody, a secretary, but you have here the website. You can email through the website. I get like 1,000 emails a day. But I have somebody who goes through them, and I answer people for questions. And.
But are you busy every night this month?
Yeah.
You're already busy every night?
I booked, yeah. I'm going to put the schedule. I didn't have time yet because I didn't do it. Some other people booked it. But yeah, every night. The next... Okay, Machar Betarzana. Machar ze beivrit. Half of it is English, half of it is Hebrew. Till the mid-February, it's around this area. Valley, you know, city, all that area. Then I'm going to go a little bit more to Long Beach and Orange County. After that, make a little bit San Diego, San Francisco, but mainly in LA. But every day I'm booked, yeah. Sometimes in the morning, sometimes in the both, sometimes I mean it. Every night, sometimes also in the morning.
You didn't post it on
Facebook. I know.
Is it on your website?
Not yet, but it's going to be.
Okay, how soon?
I hope today or tomorrow. And if not, you can go to the website and email through that. Say, I want to know the schedule. I have a girl who goes through all the emails. She'll email you.